to Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We are broadcasting live this evening, and we'll be talking track and field and men's college basketball this evening on the program. As Matt Trenton, it looks like there's going to be kind of a big weekend for basketball in around town here for some reason.
Yeah, a lot of folks coming into town. Northwest Missouri State playing in the and hosting the NCAA Division II Central Region here, so it should be really exciting as Northwest opening up with Minnesota State coming up at 6 o'clock on Saturday evening. Also, three other basketball games going on that Saturday, then slowly whittling it down to a Central Region Championship game coming up on Tuesday. So it's great for Maryville. We've got all the hotels are full. We've got a lot of folks coming in, a lot of different fans, whether they're for Northwest Missouri State or other teams around the region. And it should be a fun weekend of great basketball overall.
That is definitely the case, and we'll have the broadcast of the Northwest men's game with Minnesota State Saturday. Again, 6 o'clock is tip-off time. Air time will be 5:40 for that. We'll also be talking track and field now off the start here, as Brandon Masters will be with us, the track and field coach. And he had a lot of athletes that performed well last weekend in the NCAA Division II National Meet down in Pittsburgh, Kansas.
Not too bad at all, coming away with five different individuals getting All-American status, and Kevin Schultz, a senior year that he's really just continues to light things up. The Platte City native, the national runner-up in the high jump, jumping just over 7 feet, and his heptathlon score, sixth all-time in Division II, so a new school record here at Northwest Missouri State overall, third due to a tiebreaker there in the heptathlon. Just a fantastic weekend for Kevin, and great to see that Northwest Missouri State just continuing to make strides there in indoor track and field. And, you know, I think a lot of it starts with the Hughes Fieldhouse, what you can do throughout your preseason workouts and in-season, getting yourself ready, and the Bearcats really making the most of it.
That they are, and then when you look at other sports, baseball, they're still not playing at home, but they're going down to Pittsburgh, Kansas this weekend for a three-game set there, and hopefully the weather will cooperate at some point to get that baseball team in with some games here in Maryville. But they're coming off a good week last week against Southwest Baptist.
Yeah, picking up a three-game sweep there and a few tight games, but Trevor Dudar stepping up, getting the save in each one of those and becoming the new all-time saves leader in Northwest Missouri State history. So a young man that really came on strong as the top reliever in Division II baseball a season ago and continues to build on that resume, knocking down some school records, and exciting to see what he's doing. And it has to feel good for Coach Lowe to know that as you go into a game, if you have a one-run lead, you've got a guy at the back end that can lock things up, and Dudar's really been a good staple for this Northwest baseball team for a couple seasons now. So just trying to keep that momentum going as they head down to Pittsburgh, Kansas, and just keep on building what they've done here early in the semi-AA season.
As far as softball goes, they were scheduled to be home this weekend with a couple of doubleheaders with SBU and then Central Missouri, but obviously the weather not enabling the fields to get dried up, and it's just kind of tough for them, but hopefully they'll be able to have a chance to get home here before too long and get some games in as well.
We're moving in the right direction. We're getting rid of the snow, right? So that's the first positive. It's a little bit warmer around here, but still a lot of rain, and everything is still very wet out. So not able to get in the softball field, have any home games or any home baseball games right now. But hopefully eventually we'll get these teams back home and enjoy some spring sports here in Maryville.
Yeah, that'll definitely be good. And then, of course, tennis today. The Northwest women's tennis team made a trip down to St. Joseph. They faced Missouri Western, and for their 35th straight match, they came up with a 5-2 win over the Griffins down on the indoor courts at the Genesis tennis courts there. So as Coach Roswell told us, no brag, just fact, with the domination they've had over Missouri Western.
That's 100% right. He just keeps on rolling when he heads to St. Joe to face the Griffins, or they come up here. I mean, he has their number and keeps it rolling, so good to see that for Coach.
Yeah, they've got some matches this weekend on the Northwest courts, hopefully, if weather holds out, so maybe a chance for them to finally get outside. They haven't had a match outside yet this year.
No, and that would be huge. And you know, we talk about track and field, what they've been able to do indoors, and tennis also practicing up there. So that's been nice to have a Hughes Fieldhouse for that. But I'm sure getting out in the fresh air and having some sunlight would be pretty nice for that tennis team.
And for the golf team, they got a chance to get outside earlier this week down in Edmond, Oklahoma, and had some fine individual performances in an invitational hosted by Central Oklahoma.
Yeah, nice to see the golf team go out and really start things strong. They wrapped up the opening round sitting in third overall there and able to finish in third. And Matty Akers, still just an underclassman for this golf team. really put on a couple of good back-to-back days. And so this golf team, we're still early, and they haven't had a chance to get outside and practice either. But, you know, putting in some work and going down south and playing well, and they have a chance to get back at it as well. If the weather holds again, they're going to be at the St. Joseph Country Club coming up on the 18th and 19th. I believe that's next Monday and Tuesday. So, going to keep on grinding. Hopefully the golf team continues to improve.
Well, one thing about it tonight on the show, we'll be talking a couple of sports that not dependent upon the weather right now, with indoor track and field wrapping up their season. And of course, basketball, it's always 70 and perfect inside for basketball.
That's exactly right. And we're expecting a great weekend with the region being hosted here. And you know, last year things didn't go the way that we necessarily wanted, but 2 years ago it was a fun 3 days of basketball. So looking forward to see the Bearcats get back out there, wrapping up an MIAA championship again last week. So it's a very fun team to watch. They come out and they D up, but they also knock down an awful lot of shots. So it'll be fun to see what they can do.
That is definitely the case. And again, we'll be hearing from Ben McCullen a little bit later on during our program this evening, as well as Diego Bernard and Ryan Hawkins. And we'll also hear from Brandon Masters, the head track and field coach at Northwest Missouri State, coming up next. Reminder that support for the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 660-582-2699. When we come back, we'll turn our attention to indoor track and field. That's coming up right after this time out from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we talk indoor track and field with Brandon Masters, the head coach of the Northwest track and field team. And coming off the weekend down in Pittsburgh, Kansas, the national meet down there. And really, overall, you look at some of the performances you had, a pretty good weekend for your team.
Yeah, it was a great weekend. First time for a lot of these kids to go to the national championships and get to see all these amazing athletes that that do track and field across the country. And it's, you know, for the guys that have been there, like Kevin, you know, it wasn't as big of a deal. The other kids didn't quite perform the way we wanted overall, but nonetheless, great experience.
Yeah, hey, let's just talk about Kevin Schultz first off, and again, some All-American performances there, and just how he performed, and just kind of talk about those events that he did well in.
Well, the big thing is he had a big thing on doing the multi and the high jump together in a two-day format is really difficult. And then the high jump open was right after the high jump section of the heptathlon on day one. So asking him to do that was pretty tough. We talked a lot about it, declaring and trying to decide if we were going to go for the double. It was very difficult to do. So, but Kevin, like normal, just steps up and he's a big game guy. So done an amazing job. had a great high jump in the multi, sat down, recovered for an hour just to warm back up for the high jump, and then almost had it won. I thought we were going to walk away with the victory, and another kid had a great jump and beat Kevin, but still second place, runner-up finish nationally is unbelievable. And then to come back and do the hurdles, pole vault, and run a lifetime PR by 7 or 8 seconds in the 1,000 meters to finish off a multi to be number 6 all time in D2 history is unbelievable performance. What a great weekend for him.
When you talk about having to do the high jump in the middle, all that, going into that, you kind of knew the order of things. How do you prepare for that, or can you really prepare for something like that?
Well, we kind of had a dry run, if you will. I don't know if you'd call MIAA championships a dry run, but during the championships, we knew we had to take as little energy per event leading up to the high jump. So we're very careful in how much he exhausted in the long jump, for instance, and shot put, and warm up kept it to a minimum. And even in the high jump, really the first bar was an extension of his warm up at the national championship, which is, again, you can't do that with most kids. But being a fifth year senior, experience, been to the national meet, he just did an amazing job.
And then, of course, Omar Austin there, and just talk about his performance.
Well, Omar did a good job of making finals, not what he wanted. Obviously, in the prelims, got boxed in a little bit. That's a 400 indoors. You cut in, and it's a fast race, and everybody's in lane one. But he made finals. That's what we wanted to do. He got in the correct heat, which is what we wanted to do, and really was lining up to be an amazing final race. And he just let a guy come in a little close to him, and Omar's not a big guy, and got knocked around a little bit, actually knocked him on the inside of the track for a step, really cut his stride. Still ran a great time, still an All-American, and honestly, at the national championships, you either win the thing or you're an All-American. So, but great job for him, but not quite what we wanted for him, finishing seventh.
How exciting is it for you to see him as you get ready for the outdoor season, to see what he can do there, and then look ahead toward the rest of his career at Northwest?
Well, the nice thing about outdoors, everybody stays in their own lane in the 400, so we're not going to have that issue. But Omar knows how to run outdoors. It's the first time he's ever ran indoors in his life. A lot of kids do indoor track and field now, through high school. He did not. So big learning experience, and outdoors, something he's comfortable with, which is kind of scary, thinking about how fast he could be. And he is determined individual, as you know, and he's hungry. He did not walk away with what he wanted to do with the national championships, and it ought to be a fun outdoor season for him.
Well, let's just talk about the rest of the field that you brought down there and some of the performances that really stood out for you.
Well, I think the one that I thought was really good was Jordan Hammond in the multi, first time doing the multi. She had an individual event as well in the hurdles, and didn't make finals, didn't quite run what she wanted to, but then refocused and did the full multi there on Saturday, all five events, and wasn't sitting in great position through, but we knew we had an ace in the hole, really, with her 800, and at the end of day one, four events, she lines up for the 800 and runs 2:15.09. And was 25 points out of being a first-team All-American. She was a second-team All-American, and had a personal best in the multi as well. And then Mercedes, she did a great job in long jump, finishing second-team All-American, one spot out of the final, so she would have got three more jumps, and then finished 13th in the triple jump. So I thought she did a real nice job as well. So.
I would imagine seeing the success that you've had this year with indoor track and field, it's just something that you can really begin to build on as you go along here, your first year in the program, as well as the first year with the Hughes Fieldhouse, to where you're seeing a lot of things in a lot of areas where this team can really kind of build off of what the success you had this year.
Absolutely. I don't think anybody would tell me at the beginning of the year, oh yeah, you guys are going to be 17th in the country this year. I don't think that happens, and I know it wouldn't happen. I mean, MIAA coaches picked us 8th in the conference. So I know what we're capable of doing in the future. What I know is the success that we've had indoors this year has allowed me a lot more credibility in the recruiting front. So I'm really excited about a lot of the kids that we have coming in and some that are still on the hook.
Yeah, when you look right now at the way things have gone, not only with indoor track and field, the cross-country team, I think he had a successful year with cross-country, and now all of these athletes now turning their attention to the outdoor season coming up.
Well, outdoor season is kind of fun. You know, it's a different it's certainly a different sport, if you will, a lot of different events, and some are longer and some go away in the 600 yard, and that's not necessarily a bad thing for us because Central scored 18 points in the 600 yard, so we only lost to them by six. So we're glad to get rid of that event, but we do open some new events like the 400 hurdles, which we are strong at. So it's really exciting to see what these guys have. We got a 4x1 instead of the distance medley, and I think our 4x1 is going to be really solid as well. And again, it's a whole new set of events, and we get to start that off in April. So no rest. Actually, we got a couple kids going down to Texas the next weekend, so we'll start it up pretty soon.
One thing about it for the cross country team, really overall, and for the coaches in particular, really no off season for you guys.
No, we start cross country. We got here what 4 or 5 days before the kids did. It's my first day here, and it's been go since, and we'll get a break after championships end of May when we can kind of take a big breath and see what we've done and see what we can do better for next year.
And again, the outdoor season coming up, but when you look at the weather you've had so far, it's been just difficult to get outside and do much outside at all.
Yeah, you know what's fun is Hughes is an amazing opportunity for us. Being an indoor track is one thing, but it's a 300 meter track, and so we're doing 400 hurdle stuff right now, so we don't need to be outside. Is it nice? Yeah, of course. Only when it's nice. So we can get everything done we need to, and there's really very little modification in our program because of Hughes. It's a pretty awesome opportunity.
And is this something that you have a little bit more of an advantage of, even with some other programs that have an indoor facility?
Yeah, you know, having this indoor facility is a new thing to me. And I've always had to modify workouts based on Mother Nature, and never, you know, always kind of scrambling or cleaning off lane one with a shovel. I've done that enough. I don't have to do that anymore, which is nice. But, you know, when the kids get consistency of training, we can do their event and actually, you know, high jump and not fear that we may pull a muscle or something if it's too cold in an explosive event or block work, for instance. There's really nothing I have to modify. So these kids really get the benefit of a very thought-out program. At least I think it's thought out. And and we can be consistent, and that's a big key to training, is being consistent.
And now let's just talk a little bit. You mentioned a bit about recruiting and how the success that you've had so far this year is paying off as far as talking to recruits. Just kind of go into that a little bit more, and what you're looking for in recruits to come into Northwest.
Well, as I learn what the MIAA is now, it's been a while since I've been in the MIAA, and learning what strategy our limited coaching staff, because really it's just Coach Gibson and myself and some volunteers and a GA. So, you know, we've got to look at what we can coach well, what we can recruit well for the school, and then score points for the conference and national meet. And I feel like, one, Hughes is a great tool for us on the recruiting trail. So it's, again, it's always 65 degrees here in Maryville, right inside Hughes Fieldhouse. So that's nice. When kids go in there and their families, they're blown away. It's an amazing, beautiful facility. But, you know, I think the big thing for us is where can we be great? You know, what are our strengths? What are our coaching strengths? And, you know, we kind of go to that direction, and we feel like we've got a really nice, class started. Track and field is a little bit later recruiting. They're just starting track and field, so we don't get the benefit of seeing, you know, much of their senior season before we're asking them to commit to school. So we feel like we're in a good place, especially on the women's side. Women tend to know what they're doing earlier better than the guys. The guys are like, I'll figure that out when. But I think it's been a real nice recruiting first year so far.
I would imagine, too, not only with the Hughes Fieldhouse, but when you look at Bearcat Stadium as well as the Horsell Neal track, that's a beautiful setting, too, that you can recruit to.
Absolutely. All fall, we know that track well. It's nice to have that opportunity to use all fall, and then when it does warm up, we'll be outside training on it as well. So as far as venue, what we have available to us is something I've never experienced before. So that has definitely helped in recruiting as well.
Now, last week on the show, we had a chance to break a little news about an indoor meet coming up for the high school. That's right around the corner here. And I would imagine that's a good event for a number of different reasons, not only to get some of the high school kids some exposure to Hughes, but also a lot of the students that might not necessarily go into track and field at the collegiate level, but they get a chance to experience what campus is about as well. So just kind of a win-win for everybody involved with that meet.
Yeah, it's a lot bigger than I expected it to be. It's really going to be an amazing event, and that starts Saturday, this Saturday at 11. Timing with the regional, I know. It's a really good opportunity for the high schools, and the word got out. I'm telling you, this is beginning to be a really big meet, which is exciting. Nice thing is I have my whole team to help out this weekend, and since none of our are competing, they can really wear their Bearcat gear and they'll help run off the meet. Really nice time to get kids on campus. Again, I'll be recruiting a little bit and looking at some kids, but a majority of these kids may just want to be a Bearcat and go to school here, not necessarily on the team.
And from the coaching standpoint, I imagine a lot of the high school coaches are glad to have this opportunity because they're all coming from the area, and the weather's not been good for them either for getting ready for their season.
No, and a lot of teams haven't really practiced a whole lot, so they're going to use this as a high-level practice, and maybe that's why it's such a big meet right now. But it's a great opportunity to get in and get a first look at your kids and not have to worry about weather.
Well, the indoor season's wrapped up. It's time to head outside. And again, let's just talk about the schedule. As you mentioned, to really get going in April with the outdoor meets and some opportunities for the fans as you look down April, May, to have an opportunity to maybe get out and watch this team perform.
You know, the first three meets, I talked a little bit about taking a small group to Texas. We're gonna take a few of the kids that went to the national championships, get down to Kingsville, Texas, which is where the outdoor championships are held in May, and get them an opportunity for an early meet. Just so they can feel the track, and it'll be our only time before we go back in nationals. And then after that, you know, full team, we'll go to Emporia State Relays end of the month here, April 6th, Southwest Baptist, and then staying pretty close to home in Liberty and William Jewell the weekend after that. So that's really the first three meets. We'll take full teams to all three of those meets and really get the kids an opportunity to show what they have and compete for a spot to go to conference championships. A few weeks after that, it's unbelievable. Outdoor goes so fast. Blink of an eye, we'll be at the MIAA championships in Central. Maybe we can snag one from them down at Central.
Well, why not?
Yeah.
They've had it long enough.
That's right. Right.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for being with
us. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Again, Brandon Masters with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show as we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll turn our attention when we come back after this break and talk a little bit about men's basketball on the Bearcat basketball team. That's coming up right after this from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. We're at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MaryvilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Northwest Missouri State men's basketball hosting the NCAA Central Region Tournament coming up this Saturday. But before we dive in with our basketball guests, we do have a couple giveaways here. First, we have Carla Rusko winning a giveaway from the student body here on 4th Street in Maryville. Carla Rusko, if you want to find Jenny James and Kramer Sansone, they can hook you up with your prize from the student body. But right now we're talking Northwest Missouri State basketball with senior on the basketball team, Dre Starzl, as well as sophomore Ryan Hawkins. Guys, appreciate you stopping in and joining us here on the show. And I believe, Dre, you were just mentioning that at this point in the season, we're mid-March. This is the time where practice gets easy. You wish coach would kind of ramp things up.
Yeah, practice is usually easy this time of year. But we're well prepared for this first game. So it's been fun practice. We've been energized. We're ready to play this first game. So it's been good.
Are you wanting more conditioning tomorrow?
No. It'd be nice just to walk through a little bit, get our legs a little rest for the game.
How are you feeling right now, Hawk?
I'm ready. I'm hungry.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's an exciting time of the year for us. We've worked all year for this, played 32 games to get to the, what we work all year for, so that's exciting times.
Northwest Missouri State hosting the region for the third year in a row and only the third time in program history. And starting with you, Dre, since a senior on this basketball team, what's this mean that part of your legacy here is 3 years that you've been playing right here at home in March?
Yeah, I remember my freshman year, we lost in Sweet 16, and we're like, we got to get that regional next year, and we've been here ever since. So it's fun seeing all the fans and the community come behind us, and having that gym completely full and packed and loud. It's just a fun atmosphere and a fun time.
What do you guys tell the younger players when you think about three freshman guards that have never really been in this atmosphere? The Missouri Western game, it was packed, but what do you say to some of these younger guys that have never really seen Bearcat Arena quite like this?
We prepared for the Mo West game just like a regional game. So we had 55 minutes like we do for practice on the clock. Practice for 55 minutes. Went into it thinking it was a regional game. Came out to the gym floor. It was packed, loud, and we were ready to roll. So we should be good.
Hawk, what's that like for you getting in front of a packed Bearcat Arena?
I mean, we practice every day with energy, and even in preseason we bring the energy early in the morning. But when you don't have to provide that energy and you've got the whole gym providing that for you, it just gets you to a new level, and it's exciting.
We've heard Coach talk about it and some other players as well, but it seems like for this season, it's been kind of since day one, since facing Northern State in St. Joseph, it's treat every game like it's a tournament game. Has that kind of been the theme this year? So you reach the first round coming up on Saturday. It's nothing different. It's what you've experienced the entire season.
Yeah, I mean, that way we don't feel uncomfortable or rushed, or we'll be confident in what we do, and we'll have that composure about us, so that'll be good for us.
We rewind one weekend and go back to the MIAA tournament there in Kansas City, and first game against Emporia State. That's a team that came out and played the way I guess you'd expect, with nothing to lose, and they came out and knocked down a lot of shots, and that senior Julius Jackson kind of had the game of his career, trying to keep his career going at least one more game. Surviving that first one and kind of getting that off your guys' backs, is that big as far as moving forward in a tournament like that?
Yeah, I think so. Just having that close game for us and, in that situation, playing hard at the end of the game, close game, it's good for our young guys just to get that experience, because I think our scoring margin's like 25 or something like that. So it's nice to have the younger guys have that close game and have that game under their belt, just to have the nerves out of the way.
And really go through the whole season with the scoring margin so wide until you know, Missouri Western and Emporia State, you get a couple close ones back-to-back, or I guess Washburn there in between as well. But that does a lot for this team throughout the month of March, right, Hawk, when you kind of look back at some of these close games you guys have had?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing those games did for us is it showed that we can win even when we don't play our best. But I think those two games have also allowed us to kind of find our stride here going into the exciting part of March, mid-March, and I think our offense is ready to go, and defensively will be tough.
Hey, you speak of that offense, you put up 82 against Emporia State, 86 against Lincoln in a game that you guys beat them by 17, and then you really blow out Washburn in the championship game. Was a week off between Washburn to end the regular season and then Emporia State to start the conference tournament. Was that big to get your legs back under you? Was there a little fatigue at that point in the season at all?
A couple guys were banged up. We had a little sickness on our team, too. So, yeah, it was nice. We had a couple days off before we started practice up again, and those 2 days really helped us. We got some shots up, rolled out, stretched out, got our bodies right, and, yeah, we were ready for the conference tournament for sure.
And we've had great crowds for Northwest Missouri State at Municipal Auditorium for years now, but I don't think there's been anything quite like this weekend. Saturday and Sunday were both championship atmospheres, but Sunday especially, I believe, set an MIAA record. That's kind of energizing you a little bit. You get out there on the floor, you look up, and a neutral side is essentially a home game, isn't it?
Yeah, it was crazy, the energy, and you're seeing it turn green for us on Sunday at noon. Well, I guess it was a 1 o'clock game, but, I mean, the support was unbelievable. We weren't even in Maryville, and there's still 5,000 people there for us, so that's exciting.
You guys have had the chance to cut down the nets twice already this season. You know, you want to do it again next Tuesday, but then chance to go on to Evansville. But what's that mean to be able to get up there on the ladder and have a chance to do that?
For me, it's nerve-wracking because I'm scared of heights.
So it's only 10 feet, right?
I'm over there trying to not fall off the ladder. But, no, it's fun cutting off the net, holding it up, taking a picture. I think I can build a whole net after the 4 years I've been here. So it's fun for me, though.
Hawk, what's it like for you getting up there? You've only had a chance to you're a sophomore, but I guess you know, redshirt freshman year, you had a chance to get up there as well. So you're a pro at it too, right?
Yeah, it's really fun. And I think one of the best parts about it is, like, just seeing the whole team come together for that part. Like, we're all standing there cheering each other on because we know what each other have given throughout the whole year. And then it's always fun to yell at Nikki P to get the scissors sharpened.
Now, you guys are going in facing Minnesota State, starting out the tournament on Saturday at 6 o'clock. You've had a chance to scout. You've gone through practices. What are you looking for when the Mavericks come to town on a Saturday?
We're looking for them to come down, compete hard, try to be a bully for us, kind of push us around. But I think we're ready. We've been prepared, probably most prepared we've ever been this whole season. Focus on ourselves, too. So we're just going to play our game and go out there.
You guys take everybody's haymaker every single night out. It's happened for 32 straight games. It's going to happen again on Saturday. At this point, is it just, you know, old hat? You know what you're going to expect out of everybody.
Yeah, I think it's it's kind of a feather in our cap, too. I mean, everybody tries to play their best against us, obviously, and it'll take an off night for us. But I think it's kind of fun when we go out and we give them our best shot, too. I mean, going out and beating Washburn by 29 in the conference championship game, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's huge. That's the third-ranked team here as we go into this Central Region tournament. I mean, that says a lot about what you guys have going into it. You also face Missouri Southern, Northern State. I mean, top to bottom, this is a pretty tough bracket you guys have going in.
Yeah, it's fun to see the different teams we've never seen before, like St. Cloud and Southern Nazarene and all them. But, yeah, it's fun having all the eight teams coming to town, and we'll get a sneak in the gym and get to see those guys. And it's weird seeing guys play on our own court, but it's fun to watch.
And if you, Dre, we've talked about it a little bit before, but Dylan had a great career here at Northwest as well. But when you kind of look back and what you've been a part of here at Northwest Missouri State and all the wins, I've lost track, was it 118, 19, 20, whatever it is?
Somewhere around there, yeah.
Are there some bragging rights in the Starzl household?
There's a little bragging rights. I mean, his class started this whole culture right now, so we're just kind of building off what they created. So kudos to their class, and I kind of have a national championship under him, but or over him. But he's got a couple state champions on me. But it's fun to give a little.
When Dylan was being recruited and thinking about coming to Northwest, were you coming up to games? Did you get to meet Coach McColeman? What was that process like?
Yeah, so his official visit, I actually came with him. And we were eating here in Carson's, and after we were like, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, hey, let's go to the gym and shoot around. And my brother's looking at me like, what? So Bryson and Coop took us to the gym, and we were playing Pig and 21 and stuff. And I fell in love with it already when I was young. And I'm like, Dill, you got to come here. Like, it's so fun. Coaches are awesome. So, yeah, I fell in love with it right away. And, yeah, the 4 years he was here, I just fell in love with it even more, and I just knew I wanted to be here.
When did that recruiting process start between you and Coach McCallum? Were you essentially eighth grade freshman or whatever it was of like, hey, coach, just let me know where to sign?
No, it was like junior year when I first started talking to Meyer and Mac, and then they started coming to my games, came up for a visit when my brother was here, and I was like, yeah, I want to come.
And for you too, Hawk, I mean, you got to see this team as you're being recruited of that winning culture is being built and the Bearcats building something special. To see that but not have a sibling in and that quite the same connection, but the winning culture, the family culture, is that what kind of draws you in from Atlantic, Iowa to come play at Northwest?
Yeah, it's hard to explain the family feel that we have. It's not just the basketball team, it's all the athletics, it's the strength and conditioning coaches, it's everybody in the athletic department that has that family feel about it. So that's, I mean, it's going to be hard to find something better than that, but it just makes it so easy to step in here and transition from a high school player to the elite college level.
Well, Northwest Missouri State men's basketball taking on Minnesota State in the first round of the NCAA tournament coming up on Saturday at 6 o'clock here from Bearcat Arena. And in the spirit of March Madness, while we're in it, you guys growing up college basketball fans yourselves, is there any memory of your favorite college team that kind of sticks in your mind as that one shining moment? If you're a Missouri fan, it didn't happen in a championship by any means, but is there anything like that that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, I'm going to have to go 2016 Villanova North Carolina game. Marcus Page hits that ridiculous left-handed shot to tie it up, and they come down the court, and Jenkins hits a three to win it, and I went from cloud nine to crying in about 2 seconds.
It's funny how that happens, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It goes in a hurry. Dre, you got anything like that?
Mine's probably Kimball Walker going off for UConn. That was a crazy tournament for him, and I think I had him as my background on my phone for a while just for that.
It's kind of crazy how that stuff happens and it sticks with you. But you guys have a chance to make a few more memories here in March coming up throughout this tournament and then hopefully on to Evansville, Indiana beyond that as well. Guys, appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again soon, all right?
Thank you.
Thank you.
That is Dre Starzl and Ryan Hawkins of Northwest Missouri State men's basketball joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest taking on Minnesota State at 6 o'clock coming up on Saturday at Bearcat Arena. We'll take a timeout when we come back. Ben McCollum will join John Coffey to discuss more Northwest Missouri State men's basketball.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk to the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, we have a prize to hand out here. And Trevor Dooley is the winner of a prize. So if Trevor could come over to my left and pick up the prize here from the sports shop here in Maryville. So again, let's talk a little bit about basketball coming up here, but that goes to the student body again with the prize going to the student body here with Trevor Dooley. But Ben McCollum with us here, and Ben, anything going on this weekend?
No, anything going on with you? I think there's some conference tournaments going on at Division One, but outside of that, I'm not sure. No, you got anything going on, John?
I hear there might be some games over at Bearcat Arena.
Oh, good deal. Are you going?
Yeah, I think I will.
Good, John.
You going?
Yeah, I'll be there. Yeah, I'll be there scouting. I'll watch the Bearcats, hopefully.
That'll be good. And, Ben, let's just talk a little bit about this season up to this point. After the win over Washburn down in Topeka, you talked on the postgame about making history, and you've been able to do that a number of different ways this season.
You know, I think the undefeated regular season is what's probably as impressive as any of the accomplishments. Obviously, the 6 conference championships, the 4 in a row, that's something over time that's probably never going to happen again. An undefeated regular season is another thing that probably won't happen in that league in our lifetime again. I mean, it's that impressive of a feat. To be able to do that with younger kids and you know, a few older kids obviously as well, you know, says a lot about the kids in our program and how they were raised and you know, how they compete and how hungry they were this year.
Yeah, and when you look at that undefeated regular season and all the way through right now, 32-0, going into the record books again. Of course, the national championship got you in the record books too, but when you look at the history of the program all the way back to the late 20s with Henry Iba, a legendary basketball coach, and that fact that you're going to be right there with Henry Iba, we think that means an awful lot too.
Yeah, you know, I think the obviously the championships, you know, and the you know, the process kind of means a lot more to a guy like me. Obviously, those results are really neat, and you do go down in history, and you know, they're not going to take that those things away from you. For me personally, I think the big thing is kind of those relationships that you have with the kids, the struggles and the fights to be able to get to where you're at throughout a whole season, all that process stuff. Those are really the memories that you have. You know, the championships are exciting, and cutting down nets is never gets old, and that's fun, but you know, all those memories and the fight to and the struggle to be better and to build a bond with those kids is what the, you know, it's what it's all about. It's what you remember, and so you know, that's probably more important to me than anything else. You know, the records are cool, and obviously we're excited about them, but you know, I guess at the end of the day, it's not about that.
One of the things, and again, we've talked about this some this season too, is you got a great bunch of kids to be around throughout this entire season, and they really appeared to enjoy being together, and they enjoy playing the game of basketball, and that really comes out in the games that they play.
They do enjoy each other, and they've had to because they only got 11 guys, so you better enjoy each 11. you know, and the other part of that is they do enjoy basketball. I think it starts a lot with the kind of kids we have on our team, and obviously our seniors are fantastic for us. You know, great attitudes, extremely unselfish to a fault probably. And then, you know, it filters through where that's the expectation. This is what these guys do, and so that's what I'm supposed to do. And then they learn by example, which I think is the best way. A player-coach team, in my mind, is by far and away the best coach team that you can possibly have, and that's what we have is the kids in our program. You know, they force the younger kids to act a certain way, to be a certain way, to maintain that culture, and so my job is, you know, to just enjoy watching them coach the team. You know, that's the best way to do it is get kids that buy in like that.
The season can be such a long season when you take in consideration the off-season workouts, the preseason practices, then you get into the non-conference portion of your schedule leading all the way up to this point. But what do you do as a coach to try to ensure that along the way that they do have fun, that it doesn't become a grind?
Well, I don't do anything unless it's fun. So that's my MO. I think when I first came in, My first season, you know, I tried to be something that I wasn't. I tried to be a different coach, coaches that I've been around. My second year, I tried to be another coach that I'd been around. And then my third year, and I said this before, my third year, I kind of looked around and I sat there and I thought, boy, I'm 10-16. I'm about to get fired. At some point, I probably should be myself. And for young coaches, it's very difficult to be comfortable in your own skin and understand that there's multiple ways to do it. For me, I had always had fun. Like, everything was always fun to me. I could be disciplined and still be happy and still enjoy it. It didn't have to be like a job, you know, necessarily. It was a lifestyle. It was just fun. And so next year I'm like, well, we're going to have fun. You know, and sometimes working hard is fun, and preparing is fun, and winning games is fun. Being around your teammates is fun. All that's fun. And so we've tried to place an emphasis on making it fun and essentially goofing around a lot and then immediately lock in, and our kids are able to do that.
I would imagine, too, though, besides having fun, there's the work that goes into the scouting reports and things to make sure that the team is as prepared as they possibly can be when they get out on the floor. That is something, too, that takes a lot of work, and it seems like watching your team play that you guys are as prepared as any team I've seen when they get out on the floor.
Yeah, we take a lot of pride in our scouts, but again, anything that you do, you know, if you're going to be something in a profession, I think anything that you do, you've got to have a passion for. If you have a passion for it, it is fun. You know, preparing for an opponent is very fun. It's very challenging. It's a puzzle that you get to put together each time. And then you have to find a way to make sure that your kids understand exactly what you're saying without saying too much to where you bore them. And then they're trying to do everything all at once. And that's fun for me. The preparation for our kids, we try to make it fun and energetic, and when we know it's going to be, you know, like this week, we've had to do a lot of zone preparation, so we know that they absolutely hate zone, not offensively, but they don't like to play it defensively, so they've had to play defense, you know, zone defense for a while in practice, so that drives them absolutely insane. So but other than that, that's the only thing that bored them to death was playing zone defense for an entire practices, but not entire practices, but for the time that we worked on it.
Let's go back to this past weekend briefly before we talk about what's coming up this weekend. Again, as you touched on, a successful trip down to Kansas City, the MIAA postseason tournament, and for a straight time that you were able to come up with a tournament title there. And again, it had a lot of success through the years at Municipal Auditorium. What's some of the keys to going through that tournament and being as successful as you've been able to be?
Have really good players and a great radio guy.
I think that last part's the number one thing.
Yes, that's the two most important factors in winning a conference tournament: a great radio guy and really good players. You know, the other parts is it starts in August or September, whenever we're able to start. That's when the preparation for the conference tournament starts. Every day, you have to force kids to be the same person and be consistent with their energy and their intensity. So when they get to a conference tournament, when the intensity has raised a little bit, that is what they're used to. And that's how they play every single day, every single game. And so, you know, the practices, the conditioning, the shooting workouts, the everything is intense. And everything, you need to be the same person every single day. And that consistency is what allows, essentially, consistency. I mean, it's simple, you know, it's like it's an epiphany to some people. It's like, okay, well, if you don't practice with intensity, you're not going to play with intensity. So if you practice with it, naturally it's going to happen. And that's why we win the conference tournament, is because our kids know how to get themselves to a high level every single day, every single game.
Again, we are talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum, on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll come back and talk about what's coming up this weekend with the Central Regional out of Bearcat Arena. That's coming up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And the Central Region coming up this weekend, beginning Saturday night for the Bearcat men. A 6 o'clock tip-off with Minnesota State Mankato. And Coach, Minnesota State, a team that you're becoming familiar with when you get to this part of the season. And just kind of talk about the matchup this year with the Mavericks.
Well, I think this will be our fifth matchup with them.
Sounds right, I think.
NCAA tournament. So, yeah, no, we're definitely familiar with them. And, I think they have a great program and obviously continue to get back to the NCAA tournament every single season. And, I'm excited to play them. It's interesting. Which team do you want to play? Like, I mean, there's no bad teams in the regional. There's no teams that you would just say, let's pick that one, you know. And so every team's going to be tough, and they're going to be tough, so it's just one of those deals that you got to get ready to compete. And I feel like we've prepared with a sense of urgency. I feel like we're probably cleaner than any time we've been going into a regional, meaning everything's very clean with what we're doing. I think we're very defined in what we're doing. I think we're prepared for any type of anything that they may throw at us, whether it's man, zone, box and one, triangle and two, whatever it may be, we're fully prepared for everything. And so now it's just a matter of executing and performing at a high level.
Are you seeing anything out of the Mavericks that you haven't seen at any point this season?
No, they're a good team. They're similar to what they have been in the past. They do a good job with their offensive sets. They switch a lot of things ball screen-wise. Switch not very much away from the ball. They'll sprinkle in some zone. Last year they played us 40 minutes of zone, so they may play us 40 minutes of zone. You just don't know. But, we'll be ready. We'll be ready for them.
When you look at the makeup of your team this year, is it as tough a team to prepare for when you're looking at maybe the other side because of the different things that your team can do so well to where no matter what they throw at you, you feel like you've got a good answer for that?
Very difficult team to prepare for, yes, just because of shooting. And shooting wins the war, we always say. So, we've got a lot of shooters, a lot of very good shooters, and all 5 guys can shoot at a high percentage, a high clip, and so that definitely helps us space the floor a little bit. You know, we've got 2 point guards, 3 point guards that, last year we didn't have a single point guard that played in that regional. And so, looking back, just the pace of play was just kind of jacked up, and we just weren't very good in the game. We played hard, though. We played really hard last year. Just weren't in rhythm, and so I think having point guards helps a lot, and then obviously shooting.
It seems like it's kind of pick your poison and how you shut down your team. If you try to not take away the perimeter game, you've got guys that can post up inside this year. Joy's doing a great job with that, and other players that can do some things inside for you.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've got enough guys that can post up and keep you honest. Got enough guys that can penetrate and pitch. I think as you see us progress, I think those last 2 games in the Kansas City, you saw us really play to our strengths offensively. And we have done that throughout the year. But early on in the season, a lot of it was just we would just hit shots. You know, we just and they were bad shots sometimes. They were good shots sometimes. We just made shots. And so I think you're seeing us become even better offensively than we were early because of how the kids have kind of defined who they are offensively and played to those strengths quite a bit. So I'm hoping that carries over into Saturday.
Hey, and one thing that stands out, too, just seems like the unselfishness of the team where they don't really mind who gets the shot as long as somebody's getting that shot out there.
Oh, yeah, they don't care at all. Yeah, they don't. I don't even care. I don't even know how many kid points each kid averages. I've got a rough idea, but it doesn't matter. You got to score enough to win the game. You know, it's 5-on-5. That's my theory. And you know, you got 11 guys that you're playing for, and so we got 11 and trying to win the game.
Before we let you go, there's a touch on the atmosphere that we've seen at the regional the last 2 years, and I imagine we're looking at it again at this year with the crowds that show up. And it's nice to be able to host this regional and just see the type of atmosphere you can get at Bearcat Arena.
Oh, yeah. I think it's just – that's why the kids come here, you know, because you get to play in front of the crowds like that. And, you know, Municipal Auditorium was fantastic, the crowd we had there. Obviously tomorrow or Saturday we'll have a big crowd and that'll be great. We've prepared for it too. I mean, you know, because you can get somewhat agitated to where it's so noisy in there, but we've blasted heavy metal music like a young John Coffey in there. I'm sure you had a mullet and everything, didn't you?
No, didn't do that.
No?
Do that.
Okay.
No. I had better sense than that.
Didn't listen to heavy metal?
Not too much, no.
No?
No.
I see you as like an AC/DC or a...
Kind of a bluegrass guy at one point.
Really?
Yeah, hard to believe.
Guns N' Roses?
No.
Nothing?
No, not that. No.
Wow. Okay. Well, anyway, so we put like three speakers out there and we just blasted music to kind of agitate him, and you could see him speed up naturally, and then as it progressed you could see him be able to come out of their own heads and talk to each other and focus less on the atmosphere and focus more on what was going on, and I think that's going to pay huge dividends on Saturday.
Well, I think it's going to be a lot of fun, no doubt about that.
Absolutely.
Okay, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, John.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back and have more for you from Carson's right after this timeout on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitzenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitzenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pittsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. And Matt, as we've been talking about in the last 30 minutes or so, big weekend coming up at Bearcat Arena with the Central Region. Play gets underway Saturday afternoon with the first two games of the session as Washburn and Missouri Southern get things started out of the MIAA, and then, of course, the Bearcats in the first game of the evening session at 6 as they face Minnesota State. We'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:40 with their pregame. But when you look at the brackets, it's going to be a fun weekend, and a lot of good basketball is going to be played.
Yeah, it really is, and looking forward to Northwest playing at 6 o'clock there on Saturday evening. But also, you look at the rest of that bracket, the 4-5 matchup, St. Cloud State and Southern Nazarene, 2-seed Northern State taking on Southeastern Oklahoma, and then Washburn also taking on Missouri Southern in that 3-6 matchup. So it should be a lot of fun, interesting to see who's going to advance, where we go from here, and what we're going to get on Sunday and Tuesday. So it should be a lot of fun. But you look at what Northwest has done this year, and it's really been incredible, and they keep on rolling. So excited to see what they can do. But a great stat here that we get from Colin McDonough, our Associate Athletic Director for Media Relations. Northwest Missouri State, in the last 92 home games, have 87 wins. I mean, just incredible what they've been able to accomplish at Bearcat Arena. And, you know, it's going to be a packed house come Saturday.
That it is. And I tell you, the crowds have been fantastic all season long to watch this team play. And it's going to be even more fun on Saturday night, I think.
Yeah, it definitely is. And tickets are going fast, so I think they recommend getting them early if possible. You can do that online or at the admin building there on campus. In the event you can't make it to Saturday, you want to go a little later on in the weekend, you can always catch the games here on KXCV.
That is right. We'll be on there at 5:40 with our pregame before the 6 o'clock tip-off on Saturday evening. We'll be back and wrap things up right after this on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya, one block east of 1st and Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delpert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delpert and his team handle car and truck repairs, from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up this evening's program. Matt Trent and I'm John Coffey. And as we mentioned, a lot of basketball coming up this weekend. Spring sports trying to fight the weather a little bit and get some things in as well. But as we talked about, it's going to be nice inside Bearcat Arena.
Yep, it'll be a fun weekend of basketball at Northwest Missouri State, tipping things off at 6 o'clock coming up on Saturday, and taking on Minnesota State, 3-3 all-time against them. We'd love to see them come out, find a way to knock off the Mavericks and advance.
All right, we'll have that broadcast beginning at 5:40 with our pregame on Saturday from Bearcat Arena. A reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. That'll do it for the Coaches Show this evening. My thanks to everyone from behind the scenes, Jenny James, along with Kramer Sansone, and also Matt Trenton. I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's.